Morgan, Maligan and me. There was, it seemed, a chance after all. A chance that, in spite of the thick cat curve of Morgan's midnight hair, the electric green surveillance of those Cleopatra eyes, the devastating scorn of that elevated lip, you might just notice me for all my looks laughable, unphotographable. A neutral party told me late one Tuesday after lunch, and with all of break before us, this for the price of my last French cigarette, that you had a thing, a real thing, a kink for a saxophone. Where all the other girls had things for a kiss curl fall, or a hand drooped limp at the wrist, or a hip switch twist away from the microphone, you favoured the blue smoke of a saxophone. So it was tongue and breath against bone and sinew, and I knew that this I could accommodate, and more. So when, some other afternoon, the golden hour gone grey with rain, I saw you curled alone along the studio window seat, watching the wind in the trees along the drive, I slipped the disc from its whiskey amber sleeve, laid it like an offering to the turntable, lifted on the stylus, and sat down across the room, head bowed, hands clasped in shadow. Mulligan and Funny Valentine, the lemon slice of Farmer's trumpet lead, the distant bumble of the baritone before it lifts its fuzzy head and whispers its sweet and cruel put-down praises, up until the two slow circling voices, wood and wire, ice and water, drop together, wound into that comic Valentine. And she uncoiled, raising shoulders, lifting hips, turning last her head, until, like a sideways sphinx, she watched, cat still, cat steady. Then she said, encore, and coiled again, but now away from light and facing shade, my shade. She smiled, and I smiled too.